Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
I'll ask a couple questions.
You want to ask some questions?
Yeah. Obviously, we all know the history with the band and the unique creativity that goes into the music videos. Where is the mastermind, the game planning? I mean, where does that all come from?
California, mostly.
It's a unique state.
I don't really know. I don't have a good answer to that. We get asked it all the time, and I still don't have an answer. I don't know, we make that stuff up. It's fine.
Are you guys just sitting around one day and be like, hey, let's run some treadmills. Let's drive a car and sing.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that we've been... we had this really unlikely success, accidentally. We used to do these choreographed dances on stage, basically just to screw with the audience, trying to keep this radio friendly. Because it's weird to see a self-respecting rock band drop their instruments and break into a boy band dance. And that was fun for us. So we had come up with this really ludicrous dance around the time we put out our second album, and we were practicing it in my backyard, and we filmed it to see how it looked, and it was just hilarious. Like, it was like the video itself was just so stupid. So we gave it to a few friends. I mean, this was before YouTube, and we like sent it around to a couple friends. And someone posted it on a site called iFilm, and a month later, we noticed it had been downloaded 300,000 times, which was more records than we had sold at that point. So we were like, wow, I guess this is actually it's sort of a music video. Like, at that point, we didn't think of it as a video. It was just some weird thing we had made. So we were like, if we can make a popular video by accident, we should try to do it on purpose. And basically, since then, it's kind of been like, every time we see something that's kind of interesting, we're like, can we make a video out of that? I don't think that we don't like sort of sit there like with like an idea generator. It's mostly like somebody meets a really cool dog trainer, and we're like, we could dance with those things. Yeah. You know?
Gotcha. Now, sticking with the videos, do you guys do this in one take?
Most of them are one take. The most recent one for Writings on the Wall is one take. I mean, it's take number 50-something, but it is one take.
Wow. Yeah, if you guys have not seen the video for Writing on the Wall, the visual effects in it, just with you guys walking around the camera, are insanely awesome. So
thank you.
I just watched it a little bit ago, and I was like, oh, I forgot. And then all of a sudden, you're switching, you're turning, you're going. And it's like, whoa. So Writing on the Wall, is there a hidden meaning behind it?
No. I mean, the writings on the wall comes from, it's a biblical saying, I think. It was David who saw the writing on the wall and realized that God was going to smite everyone. Obviously the phrase, you know, means like the end is near. It's about, you know, it's a relationship song, but it's about that moment at the end of a relationship when you realize it's beyond saving. And the reason we made that video for it actually is that the feeling of you thought you understood something and you really don't, you know? In fact, in the middle of the video, there's three lines. It just says, I think I understand you, but I don't, which are not the lyrics of the song, obviously. So that's the bridge between the song and those optical illusions where you're like, I get it. Oh, I don't get it. It's pretty much what every relationship of mine feels like.
Now you're on tour right now. You guys are stopping by the old National Center tonight to play a show. You'll be back in Bloomington in September, so you're making two stops here in Indiana. That's awesome. On tour, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, boy. Tim, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, my God.
That elephant that was riding a car once.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. But it was a big car.
Anything in the state of Florida... I think constitutes is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Will you tell the Jacksonville story?
I mean, it's a long one, but I'll try to. Let's see. It began with a young girl who
too young. Like not like ooh foxy young girl, but like little girl.
Right. Who I had seen come into the show with a rather older looking gentleman, and she came up to me after we were done playing while the headlining band was playing and said, "Will you take me with you?" And I was like, "Where?" And she was like, "Take me on tour. I'll sell merch. I'll do whatever." And I was like, "How old are you?" And she was like, "I'm 17. I was like, "How old's your boyfriend?" And she's like, 36. And I was like, and at the time, I would think I was like 24. And I was like, "I'm 24, and I'm too old for you." You know? And I was like, "I'm the only person in a band ever that's ever going to tell you this." You know? And I was like, "You need to respect yourself."
And she was like, "No, take me with you."
Yeah. Yeah.
That shouldn't be a funny story, because that's just sad. But that's...
It's crazy, though.
You don't broadcast in Florida, do you? Because I'm just going to tell you.
No, you're good. You're safe. You're
all right. I'm just saying, Florida is uniquely depressing. There's some really beautiful parts, but there's some really, really sad parts of Florida. And we've played some shows, and you're just like, when a little kid comes up to you and is like, "I must leave here."
Yeah.
take me with you.
You're in Florida, the Sunshine State, you know?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Smiles and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Well, I guess the sunshine is all external.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the craziest stories come from, I feel like.
Yeah.
We watched
in Tampa, looking off of the balcony of a motel, we watched an angry mother break into a hotel room where her daughter's husband was cheating on her.
Yeah.
And we knew this because she was very clear about what was going on. She was very loud and very clear. And like the, you know, that's in all of Florida, is just out there on the Tampa balcony going like, "There it goes again."
Damien was arrested in Florida.
I was arrested in Florida.
For signing autographs.
I was cheating on my wife. That's a joke. I was not doing that. I was signing autographs on Disney property. We had played a show there, and I was standing apparently too close to the door of the club, and a woman in a yellow golf shirt came up to me and said, "Would you please move?" And I said, like I always did at that point, like, "Yeah, sure, just talk to our tour manager. This is kind of part of the show." I mean, you just like kind of, okay. And then the next thing you know, a uniformed officer came up to me and said, "What part of move didn't you understand, son?" And I think, why I got arrested. I said, "Officer, I understood all of it. I just didn't do it." Disney police like to arrest people, apparently. They got so excited. It took 14 officers to get me to the station. They had like a secret dead drop at a gas station. They switched me from one police car to the other.
Really?
Yeah, they were so excited. I think actually, notwithstanding the fact that I just said Disney people like to arrest people, I think these were actually Orlando cops, and they had never... They never get to arrest anyone because Disney has their own cops.
Yeah.
And so they were finally like, "Oh my God, something happened on my beat." You know?
Didn't the cop watch our videos in the car in the front?
Yeah. Like, yep. Like while we were waiting in the car, he was like, "Aren't you those kids with those videos?" And he like watched it on his onboard computer.
Damien's sister lived in Orlando at the time, so the next day we had a Damien's out of jail party.
Mm-hmm.
We got him like a cake with a shiv in it.
Yeah. She when she came to pick me up in the morning, she had a tall boy and a porno mag for me. It was great. Yeah.
No cigarettes, okay. All right.
I think there might have been a pack of cigarettes in there too.